Online at signal107.co.uk, on FM and on your mobile or tablet. This is Signal 107 News.
With your latest news update, I'm Mitch Rushton. Labour's seen off the challenge from UKIP to win the Oldham West and Royton by-election with a majority of nearly 11,000. Jim McMahon also took a higher share of the votes than in May's general election. The result will come as some relief to leader Jeremy Corbyn following bitter infighting over airstrikes in Syria. Mr McMahon says he's looking forward to working with his new boss.
I take people as I find them, and what I found with Jeremy is somebody that is obviously strong and principled, and actually I think is a very reasonable and genuine guy.
A major police investigation is underway in Wolverhampton after three pensioners were subjected to terrifying raids on their homes. Ruth Griffiths has the details.
Police say they're still hunting for the three robbers who targeted the homes on St Chad's and Lunt Road in Bilston on Wednesday night. In the first incident, a 78-year-old woman and 80-year-old man were targeted at around 6:30. Minutes later, three men knocked on the door of an 87-year-old man. They barged in and made off with just £40, leaving the pensioner terrified. Detectives have described the robberies as despicable and are urging anyone with information to get in touch.
Now, it's claimed more than 500,000 over 65s aren't looking forward to Christmas because it brings back memories of loved ones who've died. A charity thinks it's because families are more geographically scattered than ever before, and more of us risk isolating older people by using electronic devices. Two-thirds of those surveyed for Age UK think loneliness is made worse by the festive season. The Environment Agency are continuing to monitor river levels around the West Midlands after more heavy rain last night. The agency told us that so far the flood barriers are continuing to protect parts of Shropshire and Worcestershire. And Coldplay's Chris Martin says he's excited and honoured to be headlining the famous halftime show at next year's Super Bowl. He's described it as the greatest moment in the band's history. On our website, all the details as Facebook announced they'll change some of their privacy settings. Just head to signal107.co.uk.